Welcome to Restless to Renewed, Women Redefining Midlife and Beyond. I'm your host, Janice Neely, and today my guest is Lizette Lopez. Lizette and I met through a mutual friend, and I'm so happy to be able to talk to her. Welcome, Lizette, and thank you for being here.
Hi, Janice. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Well, I appreciate you so much. And I think today that our listeners will be inspired by some of the major changes that you've made in your life and one that you're making currently. So, first of all, is that you're married and a mother, and so I know you have a lot of responsibilities and change impacts others in your life, not just yourself, correct?
That's so true. Yes.
But recently you made a major change in your life. Can you tell us about a decision you made to change your career?
Yes. Well, you're right. When I do make a change, it does affect the entire family. My husband is working, of course, and supports most of what we do here in the house. And then I have my children, two teenagers. My daughter is 14 and my son is 15. So I really had to think about making a move because the move I made was going from insurance into real estate. And as we know, real estate is commission only. So this was something that took me a couple months to really get serious about and try to take that leap, knowing that I'm going to have to cut back on some of the income that I was receiving.
Yeah, that could be very scary. I imagine anybody going into real estate for the first time has some of those fears. But you said you were in insurance before. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Of course. For the last about 15 years, I have a health and life license. So I am an enrollments benefits counselor. So what I would do is guide people in their choices for their work-related insurance plans, which was fun, but it was a work-at-home position. So for the last 15 years, I've been working from home, which was very satisfying because it gave me the opportunity, of course, to be home for my kids, pick them up from the bus, have dinner ready and the house cleaned and things like that in between my appointments. So that did serve its purpose. And then, of course, as my kids are getting a little bit bigger, we're already talking about colleges for my son, and I'm seeing an end to their school life, at least high school school life. We're talking universities. I decided that my time's kind of running out. I felt like they're not going to be home that much anymore, and my responsibilities are starting to shift a little with them as they get older.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine. I did not work at home when my children were young. I worked part-time. And I think that I would have thought at the time that being at home would have been a dream job. But I often wonder about people that are at home if they ever get a chance to turn it off.
Exactly. You don't. And then you actually miss and you crave that life of wanting friends and having this social, even if it is just driving to work and you hear people complain about their job, but you get there and you have work friends, you get dressed up, you have more goals to do in the day. And I really started to miss that a lot.
Yeah, I can see that. I think I felt a lot better about myself when I was having to get out of the house. There are days now that I'm in the house and I'm sitting here working, but I'm thinking I really need to go, you know, put on some different clothes or something. it's so exactly. Easy not to do anything. But anyway, so you were in insurance. And you said you've been thinking about changing careers. How long has that been going on in your mind?
Well, I'd say about the last year, I've been trying to center myself and see what I can do that's different, that would still create a wonderful income, or hopefully better than the one I have now, even if I know it does take some time to get there in any business when you start. But the big piece was I had a girlfriend that lived across the street, a neighbor, a good friend of mine, and she was starting to do real estate. And within several years, I've noticed a huge change in her. She was a single mom and she was able to move out of this neighborhood and she started succeeding and meeting and helping so many people. And she's the one that kind of looked at me and said, listen, I know you're looking for something to do. Have you ever thought about real estate? I think you'd be perfect and I'll help you. And that's when some little light bulb started to click. And I'm like, okay, just watching her do that. She is younger than I am because I am about, you know, I'm 54. So. Mm-hmm. She is younger than I am, but I was like, if she could do it, I could do it. And it was actually putting a real person behind the image of a realtor. So it allowed me to see somebody actually go through the process. I know it's hard work and all that, but it really inspired me to be able to make the change that I needed.
All right. Did you have any fears when you were making this decision?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so many. I still do. It's very competitive. And I feel as somebody at this point in my life, going into this whole new workplace where it seems like everybody's so younger and they're put together and it looks like they just have it all going on, which I know it's not true. You know, I know there's struggles in everybody's lives, but I was very fearful of putting myself out there. I'm not great on social media. It's kind of all new to me. There was a lot of fears with that as, you know, trying to reinvent myself at this age and coming back out into the workforce and seeing all the possibilities and the newness of everything was very scary for me.
Yeah. I wonder, you know, you said something about a lot of younger people and they look so put together and so forth. I think about people that are younger than I am, and there would seem to be a difference in their confidence. And I think that in my age group, we were taught you had to earn everything and you had to, you know, climb your way to the top or whatever.
Exactly.
And I think there's some good to that, but I also do admire a lot of the people who do have the confidence to say, this is what I want and this is what I'm going to do. I wish I would have had more confidence when I was younger.
Me too. That's what I say. If I could only turn back the clock and have all these emotions and this strength that I feel like I'm having now as I get older, as far as, you know, I don't have as much time left. I'm going to go for what I want to do. And I wish I would have had a little bit more of that when I was even in my 30s and taken a little bit more advantage of opportunities without holding myself back.
Right. Well, you know, life happens. We have responsibilities and we don't always get to choose what we want to do at certain times. But at the same time, I think that this time of our lives is kind of a wonderful thing because we do have a little bit more freedom to do some mm-hmm. things. You know, the mm-hmm. kids are growing or grown. In my case, my grandkids are grown.
Yeah.
And it just seems like there's just so much more time to utilize. And so I think that the women that are listening ought to be inspired and think, you know, I've got things that I wanted to do and it's time to do it.
Exactly. That's why I love your podcast so much, too, because it really is inspiring. Those women are amazing. And it's true, as you get older and you see your kids are growing up and they're going to be gone soon, they have their own life. And it's exactly what you want to do. As a mom, we're hoping our kids won't need us. You know, they'll always want to be with us, but hopefully they're not going to need us. And you've, you know, raised them to go on and enjoy their life and take chances of their own. But then you look around and you're like, okay, now what? They've been your main purpose for so long. That it's like, okay, let me catch myself here. What am I doing? I've got X amount of years left before I really am not having them in the home. And I need to find out what I want to do. What's going to make me happy and still want me to jump out of bed in the morning and feel excited about life. We still have so many more years ahead of us.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you never know. That's the point. Right now, people are living to be 100. And that's one of the fastest growing demographics, which is mm-hmm. amazing to me. I can't believe that. But so we've talked about some fears, but what about financial fears or something like that?
Yeah.
Was that a scary thing for you?
It is. It still is because I'm still so new. It's only been a couple months I've been a realtor. Thank God I do have my husband who's able to still provide and do the main bills while I'm able to do the smaller bills. So that really helps because I think if not, I would have had to wait, put my dreams a little bit on hold until I was able to do both. So that's been a huge asset. I mean, he really is a partnership. The good thing is I do have a part-time job. So I used to volunteer for Men of Valor that I know you're familiar with, which is a prison ministry and so many amazing things that they're doing with God through the men in these prison systems and helping them when they come out, they go on campus and they learn how to live and work. And there's so many classes that they teach them. So I used to do a lot of volunteer work for them. And then they just asked me to become a paid employee so for part-time. So I was like, that's it. That's what I was waiting for. I said, that's perfect. I said, now I could do that and then just hustle the other times because it's about 20 hours a week. So then I could dedicate myself to going out and trying to get listings and doing pictures and meeting people. And that has really led me to make more solid my choice because it felt like the universe kind of said, okay, here you go. You're able to do both. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think to do something that tugs your heart with both pieces, both real estate mm-hmm. and then also Men of Valor. And I had the opportunity to hear a guy speak. You were at an event the other night, and I was there too, and heard him speak. And he had come out of the prison system, and it was so moving to hear what Men of Valor have done for his life. And now he's also giving back.
Exactly. And it really is.
I think that's great that you get to have both of those jobs. And enjoy them both. So you decided this, you decided you're going to be able to make it financially, and then you did some training, correct?
Yes. I'm with Keller Williams, which I love because I did look at several other companies, but Keller Williams is, as far as for training, there's like classes every day. There's something I could do almost every day in the office or on Zoom. So they really do have your back for newer agents, and they give you a lot of support. And I felt like that would be the perfect fit for me, because even once you take your exam, as you know, certain things, you take your exam and your state license, and all of a sudden you can call yourself a realtor, but there's so much information out there. There's still so much to learn that I feel very blessed to be in the hands of Keller Williams, because I really do think that they put a lot of training into their agents to help you get the best out of it.
That's good, because I can imagine it'd be very scary, you know, when you're trying to do contracts and things like that, if you don't have that support system.
Exactly. And as you know, the home, it's the biggest purchase sometimes that people will make in their lifetime. Even if they make it a couple times in their lifetime, it usually is the biggest purchase. And even for investors as well, you want to know what you're doing, and that's going to help build your confidence. You want to go in sounding like you know what you're doing, even if you're new.
Right. And the key to me would be that you do the best you can, but have someone else look it over, or two or three people, at least at your team, until you know that everything's right. And then you'll build that confidence too. And someday you'll be mentoring someone.
Hopefully, I would love that. But I keep saying, I have a feeling I'm going to be a different person by the end of this year, as far as everything I'm going to know. Yeah.
So you do have the professional support. What about your family support?
They knew, they could see how I was getting a little frustrated at home. So my husband, we did have a lot of talks about how it was going to happen, because it would definitely affect him as well, and our children. But like I said, this part-time opportunity also made it a lot easier for me to jump into, but they did see, and my kids are getting bigger. So they would both come to me and say, "Mom, you got to be happy." Because sometimes I was like, "Oh my gosh, here I go. I'm going to change at this time in my life." And my daughter's like, "So what?" She's like, "So what? Just do it." She goes, "No matter how old you are, just go and do it." And I'm like, "You know what? You're right. You're right. What's going to be worse? Like they always say, we're going to regret the things we don't do, not the things that I do. Even if I fail, I'll give it my all. I'm not expecting to fail, but at least I know I went out and I tried it."
Right. You know, I'm 66. And when I look at pictures of my grandmothers and things that they were doing at my age, and they had pretty much decided, you know, or maybe not decided, maybe it was just, it happened, life happened.
Yeah.
But they were staying at home and just kind of winding down. And now I'm just not seeing that with women. There are a lot of women that's their preference. And I think that's wonderful. I think you should do what you want to do, though.
Correct.
And if you want to do that, that is beautiful. If you don't want to do that, then maybe we have always been telling ourselves that we were getting too old, but maybe, you know, that's just talk.
Exactly. I think life is proving that so many things are changing. Me too. When I look at my grandparents, even my mom lives with me as well. She's 79 and I'm first generation Cuban, as you know, and those Cuban moms and grandmas, they just stayed home and cooked, but they were so happy to do that. That was all they ever wanted to do since they were little. Yeah. That was their goal, their desire, and they loved it. And they were so good at it. And I mean, I liked it, but I always felt like, oh no, there's more. There's more to me than just mom or wife or stay at home, anything. I had that burning desire inside of me that kept saying, there's more, there's more, there's got to be more.
Yeah. And I think with myself, I think I was a good mother. I hope I was a good mother. And I love my children dearly, but I wasn't my mother.
Exactly.
My mother was she was just so happy to sit and rock a baby. She still is. Yeah. She just give her a baby and she'll love to sit and rock it. While I was rocking the baby, I was sitting there thinking, I've got to do this. I got to do that.
Exactly.
And I made myself miserable. I never could just calm down and enjoy rocking the baby.
Yeah.
And I think that's just how I'm wired.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a different world. So now that you've started this new career, what's your favorite part about it so far?
Gosh, getting out, it's forcing me to look at myself as a different person, because I have to actually like reinvent myself in my head as well as I'm speaking to people. I have to kind of not fake it till you make it, because I don't really like that too much, but it's kind of true. Like I have to start acting like who I want to become. So I am having to get out, having to get dressed and get my hair done and my nails done and do things that really weren't as important. They were like on number 10 on my list. Now is like two or three, because I have to be presentable. And just, it forces me to get out and make friends and bump into people and talk to people. And I really like that. I like that, because I feel like that's what I was missing.
Yeah. I think instead of fake it till you make it, maybe live into it.
Exactly.
You're living into it.
Correct. I like that a lot better.
Yeah. I think that's probably a good way to say it, hopefully. Yeah. So right now you are in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And what's the housing market like in Murfreesboro?
Gosh, it's booming. In Middle Tennessee, it's crazy. I think we're number 7 or number 8 in the country of this town that's growing. It's exploding. Home prices are still rising, but there's so many opportunities. And I'm learning about so many programs for families and first-time home buyers that are still able to get you into a house. I know that we're hoping that the FHA is going to start going down a little bit. So it's at 6.9%, I believe. And we're hoping that next year, it looks like it might be down into the 5s, which a lot more people are going to be able to access homes that they like. Mm-hmm. We're seeing multiple offers on homes just in the recent month. So I do see that some things are changing, which is good.
Yeah, I remember just a few years ago, or maybe 2 or 3 years ago, you could not get a house because there were people that were putting offers sight unseen.
Correct.
And a lot from out of state. And so, you know, the local people did not have a chance. And the offers were much higher than the asking price. So
I know.
Now it's changed. But at the same time, maybe it's a good thing if it levels and then people have opportunities, like you said, especially first time home buyers.
Exactly. Exactly. Everybody's dream is to be a homeowner for the most part. So hopefully that's going to help a lot of more people be able to accomplish that. Investment properties are still always good as well. I mean, you just don't lose money with real estate.
No. The property on top of it is one thing, but land is never going away.
Exactly.
And that's it. What's the saying? They're not making any more of it.
They're not making any more. We have all that we can. So everybody's trying to grab a piece.
Yeah. So what would you say to women who are over 50 or, you know, in midlife and they want to make a career change, or they tossed it around a little bit, but thought maybe I just should let that pass and accept the things the way they are? What would you say to that?
Well, if you're happy the way you are, I say stay. Then, of course, just enjoy your ride. But if you have that feeling, or if there's any little thing in your mind that you want to do, or you have that burning desire to try something else, go for it. I mean, go for it. We're running out of time. We only have this one life. And just do it. And people are really not looking at you as much as you think. You know, you always think I'm going to make a fool out of myself. Everybody's so busy in their own mind and trying to get their own life going that even if you stumble, no one's going to care. Just get back up, dust yourself off and keep doing it. We definitely are going to regret what we don't do instead of what we have tried to do and fallen and gotten back up.
Right.
So, yeah, I say go for it. Go for it. It's so important.
It just made me think of something today. I went with my husband. He went to the doctor and there was a lady in there sitting with him. And I saw her come out of the building and she was probably about 4'11", had on a dress and had a hat on and got in her car and had a little trouble getting out of her parking spot. But she finally did. And then she really took off. But she looked like she was kind of up there in years. Mm-hmm. And so my husband told me, he said that lady, he talked to her and she was in her 90s. And that she had 2 doctor's appointments today, and she was not happy because it was cutting into her social life, she said.
I thought,
look at her go.
That.
And so I think that when it used to be, oh, you're supposed to be retiring with the gold watch when you're 50, 55 years old, and then just go sit there and be quiet and be nice and be happy with that.
Exactly.
And what if we live another 50 years after
that? That's what I'm saying. Like you just said, we're living to 100. My grandma's died in their late 90s. So I've got another 40-something years ahead of me, hopefully. I am not going to sit quietly and just fade away. I mean, there's too much light in us. I let that light shine and go out however you could do that. Even if it's volunteering or helping, just do whatever makes your heart smile.
Yeah. I just say be a part of life in whatever way that pleases you.
Yep, yep,
but
exactly.
Be a part of life. Take part in it.
Yes.
Well, okay, that. Everyone. Lizette has a page up on our website at restless2renewed.com, and you can get more information about her there. We also have her business card there. She would love to talk to any of you who are in Middle Tennessee or any part of Tennessee area. And if you want to list a home or if you would like to have her show you around, that would be great. If you're out of state and you're thinking of moving to Tennessee, give her a call.
Yes.
And she is really, really nice and helpful. So you want to get somebody in your court. And I just want to thank you again, Lizette. And for those of you who would be willing to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, we would really appreciate it. We need all the likes and follows that we can get. And today I'm going to leave you with this quote from Harriet Tubman. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world. Okay, so thank you, Lizette, and everybody, thank you, and have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.